Now he's going to tell a very, very interesting item that the Gemara mentions in Pesachim. Rav Nosson is going to take the Gemara and explain it and inject it into our topic. Listen carefully. That sentence is alluding to the concept of those gerim whom we're supposed to be makarev. Not the tipases of Ishmael, the good gerim. Sheze bechinas boruch shem kvod malchusei lo mvoed, sheoimrim, where we declare, shemalchusei boruch umevoiroch lo mvoed. Hashem's kingdom is blessed forever. What does forever mean? There's two tzimtzumim on earth. There's time and space. When I say forever, it's another way of saying everywhere. The Pasuk says, U'malchusoi bakoil mashalo. Hashem is king everywhere, not just to the Jews. He's king of the Swahilis, he's king of the atheists, he's king of everybody and everything. That's on that level. And when we say, Malchusoi li'olam voed, means he's king always, from the beginning of time to the end of time. Bechinas u'malchusoi bakoil mashalo. Hashem's malchus rules over everything. Everything means not just the goyim, including the yidden, including the goyim also. Dainu shafilu b'mekoymos hachitzonim mevoiroch shem kvoid malchusoi lo mevoed. We're declaring that Hashem's kingdom is blessed even in the places of tuma, everywhere. Lo mevoed means forever, which is like saying everywhere. It means no boundaries. Kigam shom yesh nitzutzos hagdoshim. Because even in the places of the chitzonim, even among the klipos and the tuma and the goyim, there are sparks of kedusha there. Bechinas gerims, the concept of the converts, she'anu ma'alem oisim, which we elevate kanal. V'al kein tzrichim loimar boruch shem kvod malchusei lo mvoed belachash. This is the secret behind why we say boruch shem kvod malchusei lo mvoed silently. Kidei shelo yikatrigu hamatrigim shelo yizachzu hachitzoinim, kamo yisham razal, so that the prosecutors should not prosecute, and so that the klipois should not try to grab on. Hainu, shelo yizachzu chas v'sholom b'chinas tipas eso v'yishmoel, shein b'chinas hagerim she'osor lahaloisim kanal. So that the klipois of Esav and Yishmoel, which represent the bad goyim, they should not be able to get in with the good goyim. Listen carefully. Rav Moshe Zal here is mentioning a very important point that comes up in a lot of different things. Here he's talking about the concept of secrecy. Why is it that when you want to be mekarev of somebody, you got to do it betznius? There's a special union of not showing the whole world what you're doing, but doing it in a very tsanua manner. You know why? Because if you're trying to be makarev of this person, it means this person is at a state of bad and good mixed together. Either he's all bad, or he's 10% bad, or 90% bad, some percentage of bad and good mixed together. When you have such a person, usually that person is also plugged in to people that are all bad, or majority bad, which you can't be makarev. And what happens is, when you try to be makar of him, if he's holding on to them, or if they realize that you're bringing him into the Kedusha, they want to come into the Kedusha too. And if they come into the Kedusha, they'll mess it up. They'll destroy it. So therefore, there has to be this process of severing the person from his old connections, his bad buddies, the real bad ones we're talking about, in order to be able to bring only him into the Kedusha and not allow the super terrible ones to try to get into the Kedusha and cause all kinds of damage, destruction. This, there's hundreds of examples of this. The Arizal says that this is why on Friday afternoon we take a hot shower. Because on Friday afternoon, Bedafka, when we're coming from weekday into Shabbos, all kinds of sparks of Kedusha are elevated and brought into the Kedusha. But what happens is, the Ra Gomor wants to join also. So we need a flamethrower, we need a laser beam to sever the connection between Klipas Noiga versus the other three Klipos, which are Ra Gomor, so that only the Noiga comes into the Kedusha and the other guys stay out. That's that the Arizal says that's the secret of that hot shower. It represents a shalhuva de'esha, a beam of fire that slices through the two, separates them, and only allows the good, the proper gerim to come in, and the improper ones to be pushed away. And it'll come to mind, maybe as we're learning other examples. A moment ago, I thought of other examples of this. There's a lot of examples of things that have to be done to protect that the bad guys that aren't supposed to get in shouldn't be able to get in. And that's part of the undercover work. This concept of undercover in being mekariv, these sparks of kedusha that fell into the klipos. And this is the concept of saying Baruch Shem Kod Malchus Seilon Voed quietly. This is where the Gemara says in Psochim, Moshal lebasmelech sheherichot tzike kdera. The Gemara says that you could compare this to a princess who smells the burnt cholin pot. She smells that bottom of the pot. Now everybody knows that the bottom of the pot is the most delicious portion. It's got the most juice and all the everything in it. Now, you have a princess who smells that and wants it desperately. Now, on one hand, she's a princess. You're supposed to give her anything she wants. On the other hand, she's a princess. If she gets caught eating the bottom of the pot, they'll throw her in the garbage. So what does she do? She's in a catch-22 situation. This is what the Gemara says in Psochim. Moshel lebas melech sheherichok tzike gdera. Toimar yesh lo gnai. Loi toimar yesh lo tzar. Give it to her over there. If we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eilon Voed, the Gemara compares it to the bottom of the pot. That's what it is. It's the bottom of the pot. It's those sparks. It's the gerim. It's the sparks of kedusha. It's the stuff which, on one hand, you throw it in the garbage. What do you do with the bottom of the pot? You throw it out. And on the other hand, the best, the most delicious food is the bottom of the pot. You know, the part that burns. So it says over there, Toimar, if we'll say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eilon Voed out loud, yesh lo gnai. It's an insult to the princess. Loi Toimar, if we skip it completely, yesh lo tzar. The princess is in pain. She wants it. She wants the gerim. On one hand, we say, Atu Echad, the Jews are the only people for Hashem. Which means that the goyim belong in the garbage. So on one hand, we should not do not do anything to bemekarev them. On the other hand, we're told that when a goy converts, when Yisroi converted, it was the biggest kiddush Hashem in the world. So what do we do? On one hand, we're supposed assimilation is the worst crime imaginable in Judaism. So we want to stay as far away from the goyim as possible. On the other hand, kiruv is the holiest work. Make up your mind. It's a contradiction. The answer is, that's why we say it in silence. That's how we're doing both at the same time. We are saying it, but we're saying it quietly. Tzike kedeiro, the bottom of the pot, zebechinas hakedushois hanefulois. That represents the fallen kedusha, bottom, the kedusha that's all the way on bottom. Bechinas nefoshois hageirim shetzrichem lekarvom. It represents those nefoshois of the geirim that you are supposed to be a karv, the good geirim. Hainu, takev sho'imrim Shema Yisrael. The minute we say the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we suddenly hit the bell that says the Emunah reached 100. We achieved Shleimus Emunah. She'oz Nishlam Tikkun HaEmunah Al Yidei Bechinas Tikkun HaMishpat Shu Bechinas Malchus Moshiach Kanal, etc. Oz HaEmunah Malchus Misavis Lahalois Nafshois HaGerim She'osaknu B'tchila Levararam V'ligmar Tikkunam. Once the Emunah is B'shleimus, when the Shechina is B'shleimus, when the guy gets his black belt degree, now he wants to go back to those slum neighborhoods where they used to beat him up as a kid, and he wants to clean up the whole joint. He wants to beat everybody up back, you know, to pay him back for before. Lahavdil, the Shechina has always had a problem of good and bad. Once you say Shema Yisrael with Lahavdil, the Shechina gets lifted up to a peak. Now it wants to go back to attend to the mitzvahs of kedusha that got lifted up at Karbonos and Ketores, which got taken out of the klipa but weren't processed yet, and now it's ready to process them, to do what needs to be done, to be mekarav them totally, to turn them into solid religious Jews. these sparks of Kedusha that got taken out of the Tumah when we said Karbonos and Ktoiris. Remember, we said that by us saying Karbonos, we're declaring that there's even Kedusha in a behemoth, or that there's even Kedusha in Chelbana, in the foul-smelling spice. And we said that that causes sparks of Kedusha that were trapped among the Klipos to leave the Klipos and enter the Kedusha. But where did he enter the Kedusha? All the way on bottom. They're still totally unrefined, uneducated, un-nothing. And it's only after going through Psukei Dezimra and Oz Yoshir and Berchas Kriya Shema and Shema that the Emuna got lifted up to the top, top, top. Now it's ready to roll up its sleeves and address those geirim, those sparks of Kedusha. Avol hi misyoris la'aloisam. But the Shechina is afraid to lift up those sparks of Kedusha. Shelo yisachzu chas v'shalom gam b'chinas tipa seisa v'yishmoel. Shu kil kol ha'mishpod. Because if it starts dealing with them, what if some of their old friends that are right there still hear about it, and they come running in too, and they'll make problems for the Kedusha? She'ikr asokeinu ato l'rachkom l'garshom. Where part of the process is getting rid of those guys. Vizehu, this is what the Gemara means when it says, Toimar yeshlognai. If I say that I'm going to do this, if I say that I'm bringing Goyim into Judaism, it's an insult. Kimis yoris me'achiza sachitzonim. This means that the Shechin is afraid of the bad, bad guys latching onto it and also trying to get in. Shehem chinas tip says, Loi toimar yeshlotzar. If you're not going to do this, not going to say it, then the Shechina has tsar. This is part of the job to complete the processing of those geirim shetzrichim la'aloisam, which we need to elevate. She'osaknu b'chol ha'tfilo levarom, where throughout the whole tefillah we were making birurim of emuna, which meant birurim of geirim. We said that earlier. Halkein hischilu avodeho lohavilo b'chashai. So the Gemara says, you know what happened? The servants used to slip her, the burnt chont, on the sly. They didn't give it to her on a plate in the dining room, in the main dining room with the king and the queen and all the dignitaries, all the dukes. But they used to sneak it into her room. They would sneak in the burnt pots from the kitchen, and she would have her own little private party there where she could eat the burnt chont and everything and enjoy it in her own privacy. And the Gemara says, Shoimrim Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Belachash. This is the symbolism in saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Belachash, Legalois Elokusei Bechol Mokoim Kedei Lekarev Nafshei Sarachoikim Shem Bechines Nafshei Sagerim. On one hand, we have to say it so that it's being said to be Makarev the Gerim, the good Gerim. But Avaloimrim Ze Belachash Kedei Shelo Yisachzu Hachitzonim, said the bad, bad guys shouldn't find out about it and sneak in also. Kemoi Sham Razal, as the Gemara says over there, Hainu Shelo Yisachzu B'chinas Tipa Seisa V'Yishmoel, Shem B'chinas Kilkul HaMishpot, B'chinas Pgam HaEmuna, Shekol Arichus HaGolus B'Avanesen HaRabim Al Yodam. The entire length of Golus that we're going through nowadays is because of Esav and Yishmoel. So that we Jews have to know, we have to go watch out for them tremendously. We got to keep them out. That's for sure. We got to keep Esav, despite the fact that one of our major jobs in the world is Kiruv, and even Kiruv among the Goyim, but always watching out, being careful not to let Esav and Yishmael sneak in also. Ki golus ha'oruch shelachshav, because the super long golus that we are going through today, hu golus Esav v'Yishmael, is called the golus of the combination of Esav and Yishmael, shenimshach mi pigam hamishpat hanal, which was caused as a result of pigam hamishpat, as we learned in the beginning, sinas chinam, all of those things which represented pigam hamishpat. She'i'efshir lotzeis mi golus ze kimay de Moshiach she'ova b'mher v'menu she'yizke letikin hamishpat hanal. It's impossible to be zeicher get out of this golus until Moshiach comes. Moshiach is going to represent the super tikin hamishpat. What about Yom Kippur? Why do we say? Anybody? He asked a fabulous question. Go ahead. How? What? If we're saying that you must say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei L'Mavod quietly, because Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei L'Mavod represents bringing in the good Gerim while not letting the bad Gerim, potential Gerim, find out and sneak in with them, how come on Yom Kippur you're allowed to say it out loud and it's a mitzvah to say it out loud? Not 324, 364. Because the Gemara says in Yuma that the word hasoton is bigematria 364, which means that 364 days a year, the tumah has power. There's one day that they're powerless. The power is turned off by the Satan. Therefore, no fear. Scream it out. No fear, because they have no koyach on that day. When they have koyach, we're afraid that they're going to slip in a bad apple, that with a good gerim coming in, a bad apple slip in will cause all kinds of problems. Yom Kippur, the Sitra Achra, is dead. Therefore, we're not afraid to say Roshim Kon Hosam Avad Adla. We're continuing from paragraph Chof Beis in Hilchas Hefker V'Nechse Ager Halacha Dalet. V'zeh Shamra Zal. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, this is why the Gemara tells us Sheyakov Avinu Koidem Histalkusoi Rotzo Legaloi Sesakets. Yaakov Avinu, shortly before he passed away, he wanted to reveal to his children everything that was going to take place when Mashiach would come. V'Nistalka Himena Shechina. And the Shechina left him, so he wasn't able to give that information. Omar, so he said, Shemo yesh chas v'shalom b'mitosi psul. Maybe this implies that my bed has a psul in it, meaning my children, that my 12 sons aren't all pure. Kamay sheyotzo yishmoel mizikeni, just as a Yishmoel came from my grandfather Avram Avinu, ve'esov me'ovi, and an Esav came from Yitzchok. So his children all responded, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Kishem she'ein belibcho elo echod, kachin belibeinu elo echod. Just like you, our father Yaakov Avinu, believe in Hashem Echod, we also believe in Hashem Echod, 100%. Posach Yaakov Yomar Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchusay Leilam Voed. So Yaakov Avinu responded and said the words Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchusay Leilam Voed. Because if you look in the Chumash, it doesn't say Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchusay Leilam Voed in the Chumash at all. It just says Shema Yisrael Hashem Kvoid Malchusay Leilam Voed. That's it. Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchusay, the one to present it was Yaakov Avinu. That was his response to his children all coming forth with a blast saying, we believe in Hashem 100%. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, and he's going to explain the Gemara. Ki Yaakov zocho lemito shlema. Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to have a perfect, complete bed. Meaning, Shehem Yud Beis Shiftei Ko. All 12 of his children were all Shvotim of Hashem. Shehem Bechinas Kesher HaMerkova. They represent the throne of Hashem, Bishlemus. Tikkun HaMishpat. They represent Mishpat in its perfect state. V'kanal, as we learned earlier, even if we are to say they made a mistake, they still remain tzaddikim, even to the extent that we refer to them as Tikkun HaMishpat, because we learned earlier that the throne of Hashem, there's the four legs of the throne of Hashem, correspond to the four flags of the 12 tribes. Remember we said that the Yud Beis Shvatim were divided into four groups, corresponding to the four angels of the throne of Hashem. So that the Yud Beis Shvatim are called the Kisei HaKovoy, literally of Hashem, in a certain sense, and they are called Tikkun HaMishpat. V'zeo b'chinas mishpat utzdoko b'yakov ato siso. There's a pasuk that says that Hashem has made mishpat and tzdoko in Yaakov, meaning ki Yaakov b'chinas Tikkun HaMishpat. Yaakov Avinu represents Tikkun HaMishpat, and therefore his sons that come from him also represent Tikkun HaMishpat. Alkein rotzo legaloi sesakeitz. Therefore, because they represented Tikkun HaMishpat, Yaakov Avinu thought that he could reveal the if there's Tikkun HaMishpat already, then it's time for Mashiach. Ki ikar keitz ha-geula tluya b'tikkun ha-mishpat kanam. Because the main keitz is dependent on mishpat, tikkun ha-mishpat. V'nistalka imenu shechina, but we find that the shechina left him. Ki af al pi shehu zocho l'shmiras ha-bispris b'shleimuz. Because despite the fact that Yaakov Avinu was zeche to 100% tikkun ha-bris, li ahavo digdusha, which means he was zeche to the holy kind of love, lebechinas tikkun ha-mishpat, and he was also zeichet to tikkun ha-mishpat, afal pikein adayin lo higia hazman legaloi saketz. Despite that, the time had not yet arrived to reveal the Kates. Ki adayin tzrichim birurim rabim ma'oid. Because it still takes a tremendous amount of tikkun ad sheyie nimshach p'chinas tikkun ha-mishpot. Dahainu tikkun ha-bris b'chol ho'ilam. So that the tikkun ha-mishpot should not just be in Yaakov Avinu, but it has to spread to the entire world. It's not enough that the tzaddik achieves a tikkun ha-mishpot for himself. The tikkun ha-mishpot has to span the world in order for Mashiach to be able to come. V'alkein adayin haketz sosum, and because that hasn't been achieved yet, therefore the time of the coming of Mashiach is still hidden. Bechinas ketz haflois, as it's called, the ketz is referred to as pele, wondrous, which means keser, in other words, completely hidden from us. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei bechinas plois, because the main tikkun ha-mishpot comes through ploys, through wonders, shehem bechinas or etzoy samukoy sanal, which refers to the super deep advice that we mentioned earlier, shehem pile ploys, which is wonder of wonders. We're talking about the super high level advice that tzaddikim give to people to improve their emuna. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, oide shimcho kiosiso pele. I give praise to you because you have created wonders. Kamay shekoso sham, as Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, in this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal ties this pasuk into the concept of Eitzo, that good advice is this concept of plo, it's something wondrous. Umachmas she'oz loy nishlam tikkun olam adayim, and because of the fact that the world had not yet reached its tikkun, therefore the Shechina left him when he wanted to reveal the future. V'savar, so he thought, Shemo yesh chas v'shalom psul b'mitosi. Maybe this implies that even in my own children there's a psul. Kamo sheyotzo Yishmael mizkeni, as I see even by the biggest tzaddikim before me, that was the case, that by them there was actual psul in their mito. The fact that an Esav came from Yitzchak, or Yishmael came from Yaakov, is mito she'eno yishlema. Hainu shemo chas v'sholom he'eleisi b'chinas tipas Esav Yishmael elamoyach sheze b'chinas begam ha-mishpot. Yaakov Avinu suspected, who knows, maybe I allowed the droplet of Esav or Yishmael to enter into my mind and therefore affect my tikkun ha-mishpot. So my mishpot is not b'shlemus. That's why the Shechina is leaving me when I'm attempting to reveal the Kates. And again, if the tipa of Esav Yishmael entered my mind, then it would have come out in the form of my children. Just as we learned earlier, that the reason why Avram Avinu had to have a Yishmael was because Avram Avinu came from Terach, which is a bad place, which means Avram Avinu had some bad in him. In order for that bad not to be transferred to Yitzchak, his son, because a son is a shtik tata, a son is a piece of the father. So in order for Yitzchak Avinu not to have that bed, Hashem made a Yishmael come from Avram Avinu first. And into Yishmael was shoved the bad part of Avram Avinu, so that Yitzchak Avinu came out relatively pure, not completely pure. Because we see that by Yitzchak also, there was an Esav first, and then a Yaakov. The technical Bechor was Esav. Why? So that the Ra that was in Yitzchak, that still got passed down, should come out in Esav, and Yaakov Avinu should be completely, completely pure. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid that maybe he had allowed some of this concept of Esav Yishmael to enter into his mind, and therefore got filtered into his kids, so that his kids aren't either pure. This was his fear. Miyad poschu v'yomru Shema Yisrael. So as soon as he said this to his children, they immediately screamed out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Keshem Shein Belibcho Elechot, that just like in your heart, there's pure faith in Hashem Echad, so too by us. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Zebechinas Tikkun HaMishpot Kanal. even the declaration of Shema, that sentence of Shema, is also a concept of Tikkun HaMishpat. We had shown earlier how the Shema was a concept of Tikkun HaMishpat, because in the Shema you have that large Dalit, and that Dalit of Echad represented the Merkava of Hashem, the four angels of the Merkava. It represented Moshiach, the Dalit of Yehuda, like we said, which stands for Dovra Melech Moshiach, who represents Shleimus Tikkun HaMishpat. We quoted Psukim, this is in the middle of paragraph Yud Gimel, is where Rav Nosson Zal shows this. And also the 12 psukim of the 12 words of Shema and Baruch Shem, which correspond to the 12 shvotim, which represent Tikkun HaMishpat. Hainu Shomru Loi, this means that his sons said to him, Shechas v'sholom ein psul b'mitosoi. Number one, there's no pigama bris in your bed whatsoever. And number two, v'loi pigama mishpat. And there's also no pigama mishpat by you. Both of them are perfect. Ki Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, because we believe in the one Hashem also. Va'anachnu Amoi V'hu Elokeinu, we are His nation, He is our Hashem. Ve'ein Zor Imonu, there's no outsiders among us. This is all of us, all 12 of us make up the Am Yisrael. As soon as they said that, Miyad Posach Yaakov Omar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elam Voed. As soon as they said that, Yaakov Avinu spoke up immediately and said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi. Ki achshov shero shezocho l'tikkun HaMishpat vohemuna b'shleimus. Because once Yaakov Avinu saw that every one of his kids believed in Hashem 100%, so which meant that he had tikkun emuna, plus tikkun HaMishpat, achshov tzrichin legalois malchusoi gam b'mekomis orachoikim. Then, I have permission now to reveal the faith in Hashem even to the distant places. Shezeo b'chinas Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi li'olam voed. As we learned in the previous year, that's what it means when we say blessed is Hashem's kingdom forever. Forever means like wherever, also. Everywhere, for all time. Kedei lekarev nafshoi sagerim. In order to be mekarev, those that are able to become a kuruv, even from among the goyim, shetzrichon lekariv, which need to become a kuruv. V'zeh shom razal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address what the Gemara says over there. So we see that Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lom Voed. It doesn't say that he whispered it. He yelled it out loud. They said, Shema Yisrael Hashem, all 12 of them said Shema, and Yaakov Avinu yelled out, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lom Voed. So now the Gemara discusses, now what should we do? What should we, Bnei Yisrael, do? V'zeh Shom Razal, this is why the Gemara says, Neimrei, should we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed in our tefillah? Lo Yomra Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. When Moshe Rabbeinu said Shema Yisrael, in the Chumash there's no Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. In the Chumash it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Kodesh Mechod without Baruch Shem. So maybe we should not say it. Loi Neimre, if we want to say we should not say it, Omre Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu did say it. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki Moshe lo yomar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei lo lam voed. Why? Taka, why? How could it be that Yaakov Avinu said it? When Yaakov Avinu said the Shema, he said it with Baruch Shem, and when Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shema, he said it without Baruch Shem. The fact that he asked them, maybe there's a psul by you, he meant, maybe you're not like me. I have Shleimus Emunah, maybe you don't. They said, Chas v'shalom, we're with you. Shema, you understand that? That's the way it's presented. So the question is, if Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed represents being makarev people, kiruv gerim, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say it? Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Moshe lo yomar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed shemarameis al eskar v'sagerim shetzrichem lekarev, machma shemes yore shelo yisachsu gam b'chinas tipa seisov yishmoel. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it was because he was afraid that the droplets of Esav and Yishmoel would attach themselves to it. Sheim b'chinas pigama mishpot, sheim b'chinas hagerim she'oso lekarvam. They represent the gerim that you're not allowed to be makarev, because they represent pigama mishpot. Why was he afraid? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be so afraid of that? V'kol zeh machmas she Moshe kvar nichshal b'inyan hagerim. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw how he had become tripped up in the topic of Gerim, how he, in a sense, chas v'shalom, as if we could say, made a mistake with being Mekar of Gerim. Ki reiv eso erev rav, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who, despite Hashem's warnings not to be Mekar of them, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekar of the erev rav. The kavanosoi hoyo l'toivo, his intent was pure. Kedei shizdapku Gerim b'shchina, he wanted the Gerim to come and attach themselves to the Shechina. Avulheim gormu kol tzoros Yisroel. However, we find that the Erev Rav caused all the trouble that the Yidden had in the desert. Machma sheniskarvu yoiser midai, because more than we're supposed to become close, came close. There's a certain number of Gerim that are allowed to come and join Klal Yisroel. But when you override that, the quota, then there's trouble. Bechinas vegam erev rav olo itom. The pasuk says in Chumash, and also a large mix went out of Mitzrayim with the Jews. Dahainu shehoyo rav yoiser midai. Why does it use that term rav? Rav means a lot. Rav Nosanzal says the term a lot implies too much. That was the mistake. The mistake isn't gerim. The mistake is too many. That if you try for too much, then you bring in some of the bad apples that spoil the whole bunch, chas v'shalom. Ad shenechsachzu gam b'chinas tipa seisav Yishmoel. So that in the Erev Rav, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Makariv, not all of them were worthy of becoming Makuriv. In some of the ones that he was Makariv, was some of this Esav Yishmoel junk, which isn't supposed to become Makuriv. Shem kilkul amishpot, which we've learned before, represents a messed up judgment. The gormu mashigormu, and because their judgment was messed up, therefore they caused what they caused. They caused the Egel HaZohav, they caused the Jews to make all kinds of mistakes in judgment, such as when Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come down, or all kinds of other mistakes that were made. Alkein lo yomar Moshe boruch shein kvoid malchusei lo lomvoed. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to guard himself from saying boruch shein kvoid malchusei shemarame is al agerim v'kanal. That's why he didn't say it, whereas Yaakov Avinu, who was playing with a full deck in a sense, Yaakov Avinu, where every one of his sons was sholem, he had the right to say it. Alkein hiskinu loymar balachash. So the Gemara says the rabbis decided we'll make a compromise between what Yaakov Avinu did and what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Yaakov Avinu said it out loud. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it at all. What we'll do is we'll say it quietly. Kedei lekarev mishetzrichem lekarev ulerachek bechinas tipa seisav Yishmoel. So that on one hand we're saying it. We're saying it means we are being mekarev gerim. But we're saying it quietly, because when you don't want the wrong person to hear something, you say it quietly. When do you say something quietly? When it's for a limited audience. Gerim is a limited audience. We don't open the doors to Judaism and anybody that wants to come and join. Sheker. The first laws in Shulchan Aruch say that when a guy comes to join, we try to convince him not to join. Because the majority of them are not supposed to join Klal Yisrael, the majority of Goyim. There's only a very, very small minority that's qualified to become Gerim. So therefore, by saying Boruch Shem Kvod Mechusel Mevoed silently, we're showing that we're being Mekarev, but only those that are supposed to become Makuriv. We learned that the Zohar Kodesh says even if one group of people get together and do tshuva bi'avot together, Mashiach can come. Whereas it seems that Rav Nosanzal threw in a statement here that Yaakov Avinu thought that the fact that his sons was enough. Whereas in truth, this Tikkun HaMishpat, Ad Sheyeh Nimshach, Adayin Tzrichen Birurim Rabim Moed, Ad Sheyeh Nimshach Bechinas Tikkun HaMishpat, Dahinu Tikkun HaBris, Bechol Hoylom. This doesn't literally mean that the whole world becomes religious. It means that the Tikkun has to spread to the entire world. It means that it has to be a powerful enough tikkun that the entire world will be affected by it. Lahavdil, in other words, you can have an explosion where the explosion takes place in a certain area, but the sounds of it are heard, you know, covering a much wider area. As far as I know, what he's implying here is not that the tikkun HaMishpat, that every single person in the world has to have this tikkun HaMishpat, but rather that the tikkun HaMishpat should be powerful enough where it can affect the entire world. And that hadn't happened yet. That's how we believe that today it could be done more readily than then. there's been all the Tanoim and Amoroim of the Gemara who have all made their adjustments to everything. But in any case, with Yisroi, he batted 1,000. And with the Erev Rav, it was the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there was tremendous tzoras brought to Klal Yisrael because he tried to be Makarav the wrong people, or too many. And Rav Nosson Zal makes a statement in Likutei Halachos in another place that it's not that the Erev Rav are never going to become a Kuruv, it simply wasn't the right time yet. He tried to do it too early. That was the mistake. He saw that they were going to come to a tikkun. He was right, but he was off in his timing. He thought that the time is ripe already because he saw 10 makas, he saw Hashem was showing himself in such a spectacular way. He thought maybe the time is ripe already, and it was before the right time.